a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Okay, we will call a Senate local government committee to order this morning. I welcome everyone, greet our internet listeners as well. Would remind everyone to please turn their cell phones off. At this time, we usually introduce our pages, but we have none this morning. I would entertain a motion on the past minutes.
Second.
Okay. Motion been made by Senator Teason and seconded by Senator Holeen for approval of the minutes. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And I would remind our testifiers to please make sure you're signed in. And we should probably do that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have the roll call.
Hager.
Aye.
Heinrich. Olson.
Aye.
Sutton. Teason.
Aye.
Hoyen.
Here.
Ewing.
Here. I apologize for that. We probably should have. Should we redo our minutes, or we're okay? Okay. All right. We have two bills today before us. House Bill 1071, a title is to revise the number of signatures required for a nominating petition for sanitary district trustees. And at this time, I would invite those that are proponents for the bill to please come forth. Good morning, Representative Johns.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Timothy Johns. I am a representative from District 31, and I'm here on House Bill 1071. 1071 is an act to revise the number of signatures required for a nominating petition for sanitary district trustee. It amends the provisions of SDCL 34A-521, which currently requires that a candidate for trustee must obtain the signatures of 5% of the voters. The proposed amendment would provide that the nominating petition must be signed by at least 25 qualified voters, or 5% of the qualified voters, whichever is less. This minimum number is closely consistent with the number of signatures required for a petition now to run for a school board, which is 20. The idea behind the proposed amendment is to, in many, if not many, of all the districts, to make it easier for someone to file a petition, thereby encouraging more potential candidates to run for office. The amendment does provide for qualified voters. The current statute only refers to a voter and does not define in this act what that term means. So I'm going to refer you to the district statutes found in SDCL Chapter 6-16. SDCL 6-16-1 includes sanitary districts under the definition of a special district. SDCL 6-16-6 does set forth who is qualified to vote in a formation election of a special district. It states that any person who is registered to vote and resides in the proposed district may vote on the question of formation of a district, of a special district, or, quote, on any other question to be voted upon, end of quote. It further provides that a person resides in a proposed district if the person actually lives in the proposed district for at least 30 days the past year. Finally, SDCL 6-16-7 states that if there's a conflict regarding who has a right to vote in the special district election, the judges of the election shall settle that conflict by referring to the official records of the county, and then we'll settle it by examining those records. So the short answer is, with this change, a qualified voter will be any resident of the district who's registered to vote. So I could ask that you give this favorable consideration, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there further proponents on House Bill 1071? Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Margo Northrup. I'm a registered lobbyist with the South Dakota Association of Rural Water Systems. Among our membership, we have nonprofit rural water systems, sanitary districts, water user districts, water development districts. For sanitary districts, there's probably about 10 that are our members. There's probably about 40 sanitary districts in the state of South Dakota. And what our goal is really is just to make it a little bit easier for someone to gather signatures to be on the ballot for an election. Francis Toscano is the manager of the Lee Deadwood Sanitary District, and he shared with the House, and unfortunately he couldn't be here this morning, but he shared that in 2014 was the first time that they actually didn't have somebody turn in a petition. And so it's his belief and his hope that if we could lower that to 25, it might be a little bit easier and encourage some good people to run for these board of trustee positions. And I'll stand by for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1071? Okay, if not, are there any opponents? Seeing none, we will close the testimony from the floor and open it up to the committee for discussion, questions, or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holeen.
I'll move do pass.
Second.
Okay. We have a do pass motion made by Senator Holeen, seconded by Senator Sutton for a do pass on House Bill 1071 to send it on down to the floor. All those in favor of the motion will say aye. All those opposed will say nay.
Hager?
Aye.
Heinert excused. Olson?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hewing?
Aye.
Six ayes.
Okay, we have a...
Chair.
Second.
Okay, we have a unanimous vote to on due pass with consent to put on the consent calendar for House Bill 1071. We'll go on down to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you.
Got a vote.
Who moved the motion?
Kind of keep
repeat the
forgetting
motion.
That. Okay, it'll be a voice vote on the consent. All those in favor of sending House Bill 1071 to the floor on the consent calendar. Motion was made by Senator Holeen and by seconded by Senator Sutton. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'm trying to hurry this along so we can get on with our business for the day. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 1104. The title is to revise certain provisions regarding the notification procedure for payment of delinquent special assessments. At this time, we will allow testimony for proponents on House Bill 1104. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Senator Art Rush from District 17, representing Clay and Turner County, and I'm here on behalf of House Bill 1104 is designed to try and correct a problem that came up on the collection of special assessments. For those of you that might not know, a special assessment generally occurs when a municipality or some other entity puts in curb, gutter, street, sidewalks, things like that, and it's not being paid out of the general tax revenues, but is being paid out of special assessments on those properties. Apparently, when this statute was revised some ago in 2012, they didn't think through the process that was put in there, and what they ended up is a process where the city turns the delinquent assessment, if they don't get paid in the normal course, the city turns the delinquent assessments over to the county to be collected pursuant to taxes, as the taxes are collected, and they turn that over on October 1st, but the county doesn't collect taxes until, begin collecting their process until January 1. So you end up with a dead period there between October 1st and January 1, where they can't pay their taxes. The city has passed them over to the county, and the county isn't beginning to collect them. So if you came in and wanted to pay your special assessments during that time before it got it put into the tax system, you wouldn't be able to do that. So this is designed to correct that and provides that the city finance officer that provides a method for getting those paid during that time, and essentially that the city can accept the payment and then notify the county that they've been paid so that they don't get taxed. So anyway, I would ask that you support this, and I would stand by for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further proponents on House Bill 1104? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We did ask Senator Rush to bring this forward on our behalf, and it is, just as he explained, we inadvertently created a little glitch in the law, and we'd like to fix it and stop running that poor taxpayer around when he's just trying to pay his bill. So appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents on House Bill 1104? Seeing none, do we have any opponents for House Bill 1104? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for discussion, questions, or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holine.
I move due pass.
Second.
Okay. A motion made by Senator Holine for due pass and seconded by Senator Olson on House Bill 1104. All those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Hager.
Aye.
Heinert. Excuse. Olson.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Hoyen.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye. Okay. We have a unanimous motion for a due pass on House Bill 1104, and also a motion to place on the consent calendar.
Second.
By Senator Olson and seconded by Senator Teason. Will be a voice vote on this. All those in favor of the motion for consent for House Bill 1104 will say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. The bill will go on the consent calendar and onto the floor.
I really wanted Senator Rush to talk about this stuff.
For our Monday meeting, we will meet again in this room at 7:45 on Monday, and we will take up Senate Bill 81, which is our last Senate bill to work, as well as House Bill 1091 and 1098. Do we have any further business to come before the committee this morning? Please leave your books here so that they can be collected and updated. And hearing no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Senator Olson and seconded by Senator Holine to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.